Hey, hello. You're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick, a couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at exploits that are bypassing EMET. But first, you know, you're in traffic, you see car accidents, you see people get injured, and you're like, hey, that guy was wearing a seatbelt. That car had airbags. He still got injured. And I'm thinking, forget airbags then, right? Rip out the seatbelts, rip out the airbags, these things aren't working. No, you don't do that. But yet, that's exactly what we're going to start hearing now that there's new ransomware that bypasses EMET. I guarantee we're going to hear, well, there goes EMET, forget installing EMET. So as a tip for you, deploy EMET if you haven't already. And don't believe the hype that you're about to see, or hear, or read, or whatever. Anyways, point is, EMET, ransomware. Ransomware, the most prevalent platform for ransomware right now is Angler. Angler now has the ability to bypass EMET. Now, if you remember EMET, that is the free tool that comes with Microsoft Windows. It's designed to stop ROP bypasses, right? So the memory protections go in place. The memory protections mark certain areas of memory as non-executable, and it stops the bypasses that so many of these ransomwares and drive-by downloads take advantage of. The way that has to work is by exploiting a buffer overflow or something within an application and then writing more into the memory and then executing that memory space. That is stopped by EMET, and that is still stopped by EMET, and this new exploit does not do that, which is why EMET still works. Well, the new exploit that they found was that is able to bypass EMET. Takes advantage, it's in Angler, and it takes advantage of Flash and Silverlight. Specifically, it takes advantage of a flaw in the Flash LCX and the Silverlight Core DLL. And what this flaw allows the attacker to do is, by using the application's DLL or LCX to write directly into the memory using virtual allocation, and then switch that to read-write, and then, or execute rather, and then execute from that memory location. That's not the same as a ROP bypass. It's not the same as overwriting the application and then doing it. That's saying, oh, look, you'll let me in? I'm going to take advantage of you letting me in. We're friends. Why don't you run this for me? And Flash is like, sure, I'll run it for you. You seem like a good guy. They're like, thanks. And then the user gets a screen saying, please pay us Bitcoin. Ways to get around this new one is don't run Flash and don't run Silverlight. Not everyone can do that. Other than that, not a whole lot right now. I'm sure signatures will be deployed. I'm sure other things will catch up. But at the moment, until there's a patch for Flash or Silverlight and or until they're removed, this Angler exploit is out there and it's getting a lot of people, and so ransomware is going to be spreading again. EMET does not stop this because EMET is not meant to stop Flash OCX and Silverlight DLL from doing what it does. It's meant to stop applications that are running in that space from doing overwrites. So still deploy EMET. Watch for patches for Flash and Silverlight. Uninstall them if you can. And remember, all controls are going to have some ways to bypass. I'm going to go to balloon tower defense. There's always going to be a balloon that sneaks by your monkey. The trick is to have stacks and stacks of monkeys. Stacks and stacks of controls along the attack space. Take a look at it. Let me know what you think. Hit me up in comments or on Twitter, and I will catch you later. Have a good one.